Extry, tell all about it. It's Dave's Big Dictionary.
Okay, so what am I going to talk about? What word did my wife, Joyce, choose about 2 hours ago when she thumbed through this dictionary? And she came up with a cool one. She came up with a good one. And I'm going to go with, and remind you, that the word was sarsaparilla. Now, I've got to, actually, first thing I'm going to talk about is, off the top of my head, is it sass or is there an R in there? I believe it might be sarsaparilla, but nobody mentions the R. And, of course, I don't have a pair of glasses. So to read this, I got to go all the way over here under strong light, so forgive me for this, but sarsaparilla, which is pronounced sarsaparilla, the dried roots of a tropical American smilas, whatever smilas is, it's some kind of, I'm going to have to look up smilas, won't I? Especially for flavoring, of course, we know this, or the plant itself. It's also a sweetened carbonated beverage flavored with sassafras and an oil from a birch. So that is sassafras. And let's just look up smilas while I'm at it. That won't be a bad thing to sort of see. Smilas is, sounds like a Greek chef, doesn't it? Smilas is any various mostly climbing and prickly plants. Oh, related to the what? Oh, lilies. I thought it said titties. That's what's on my brain. An ornamental plant related to the asparagus. Who knew? Who knew that maybe the sarsaparilla plant could be a vegetable friend? So it seems closer to a vegetable than a fruit. But anyway, it's flavored with like sassafras oil and sarsaparilla and oil from a birch tree. Sassafras. So, I am going to take a flying leap of faith here. I'm actually not going to do that. I'm going to check and look it up, or else I'm really, really stuck on this one. But I'm imagining, I'm thinking, that root beer is essentially sassafras. I'm hoping it is, and then I have something to talk about. Root beer, a sweetened carbonated beverage flavored with extracts of roots and herbs. We'll go with that. So, let's make believe that, because when people... Sarsaparilla's root beer. It just is. It's that the joke that you get in westerns when the hero who isn't a hard-drinking Clint Eastwood John Wayne type, where everybody else is drinking whiskey neat or on the rocks or people are having beers and liquor thrown around the room, the wimpy, wussy protagonist hero of the comic western comes in and says, I'll just have a sarsaparilla. Which is essentially just birch root bark, some kind of sweet, soft drink in the years before, I guess, there was Coca-Cola. So what I do drink, I do like root beer. I like the mintiness of it. There's something about root beer that reminds me of a dentist's office, and I don't mind. Not that I have a fabulous time in a dentist's office, but there's a freshness, there's a tarty, minty feel to root beer. Even though it's quite sweet and syrupy, there's a certain really refreshing flavor, like I'm having my teeth cleaned in a good way, that I get from drinking root beer, that I get from drinking sarsaparilla. And it bugs me when I go into these specialty soda shops like they have in Denver, and one of my students told me they have one now in either Loveland or Fort Collins, where you can go in and they have all these old-timey sort of beverages, except they weren't actually bottled 70 years ago. It's brand new, but they make them like they're old, and they call them funny names, and they or old-timey names, and they have, ooh, sarsaparilla, an old-time Rudy Tooth stuff, which is actually cream soda, and they do that kind of thing. So, you know, when I go in there, tell me what it is. If you say sarsaparilla, and it's really root beer, I want it. I will try it. I will probably be more inclined to buy it if it's labeled sarsaparilla, because it's much less commonly called that. Or maybe they use a different kind of birch tree or a different sort of root to get the sarsaparilla for root beer. I don't know. Or a different sassafras kind of plant. Don't know that. But just be honest in your advertising. Or what the hell is root? Maybe root beer is the beverage that has the less steady definition. Maybe sarsaparilla is, oh, yes, you take six-part sarsaparilla root, you take some cane sugar, you take some carbonated water, and then a little bit of corn syrup and vegetable extract, and perhaps some ground squid, and there it is. Boom, this is always going to be sarsaparilla. As opposed to root beer, which could be anything from, a Coca-Cola or Pepsi product to something more homemade or somebody grinding up birch and sassafras roots in their backyard. So, truth in advertising, folks. Truth in broadcasting. I'm trying to think if there's anything else to say about root beer. Root beer floats are okay. I kind of like those. I'm surprised I don't like them more. I'm surprised I don't do them more. I enjoy ice cream sodas. I don't know who doesn't. And yet, I will generally, 80% of the time, choose either I'm going to have ice cream or I'm going to have a sundae, right? Rather than mixing the two. I have ice cream in the fridge, and yet the idea of taking a plop of it and putting it in some Coca-Cola or putting it in some root beer for a legitimate root beer float, even though it's delicious, I may do that later today. Since I was talking about having lost so much weight the last couple of weeks and getting something into my stomach to settle my tummy problems here. But I don't do that. I don't know why. Because it's such a cool thing. Because you're mixing the beverage with the dessert. And maybe that's why. Maybe I prefer to have them separate. Maybe I'm thinking by mixing those together, I'm denying myself one of the pleasures. Like, if I have a cold, refreshing, soft drink beverage, oh, that's a machaya on a hot day. It makes me feel good, and it's quenching the thirst that I have. Even though bottled seltzers and soda waters are sugary and salty enough that they're really just making you want to drink more of it rather than less. But okay, but for the moment, if you're perspiring, if you just want a nice, cold, sweet soda, you drink it, it satisfies that craving, that longing. If you want something more of a dessert, something sweet and creamy, and who doesn't love ice cream, it's like, ooh, I'm going to have an ice cream. Ooh, nummy nums, nice, tasty. Going to have ice cream and maybe a sip of my delicious soda, and you have these two separate and unique pleasures. And you have them, one in now, and one later on, in an hour or so. So eat this, drink this. Two great, unique pleasures. Ice cream soda or a root beer float, it's gilding the lily. It's putting two things together, because then you're just crunching them, and you're losing one of them. You finish an ice cream soda, you finish the ice cream, and you finish the soda. You're done. You've missed out. You've had them both together. It's sad, in a way. I'm trying to think if we ever do that with something else. It's kind of like if you have breakfast, and you have maybe a potato. Sorry, don't listen, potato. But if you put bacon crumbles in your mashed or your baked potato, right, with butter and whatever else. So you put little bacon crumblies on there, and delicious, it's fine. But you're having maybe pancakes, you're having eggs, and you're not going to have strips of bacon with it. Why? Because there's a little crumbly bacon in the potato already. This is delicious, but you also feel, when you're eating it, it's like, I'm having this potato that's flavored with bacon, but I could have had potato and then saved the bacon, the strips of bacon. Yeah? You get what I'm saying? It's like mixing them together, you're somehow losing something. I don't know why. I don't know how. It's like colorizing old films. It's probably something you shouldn't do, even though they're appealing at the moment. Anyway, those are my thoughts on soft drinks and sarsaparilla and root beer here in the neighborhood for Dave's Big Dictionary.